Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Today, a jury acquitted former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez in a 2012 double murder in Boston's South End.
What say you, Madam Foreperson? On indictment 2014-10417, offense 002, charging murder in the first degree. Victim, Zafiro Furtado. You find the defendant not guilty, guilty of murder in the first degree, or guilty of murder in the second degree?
Not guilty.
Hernandez was convicted on just one count. It was a weapons charge. WBUR's Fred Tice spoke with people who were involved in the case after the verdict. He joins me now in the studio with more. Fred, what is the word on how the jury arrived at this decision?
Well, this is a tough case, Lisa, because as the DA pointed out today, with drive-by shootings, there are no forensics and there's no DNA left behind. The crime was not caught on any surveillance cameras. And DA Dan Connolly said that if this had been in New York City, there are cameras just about everywhere, so it likely would have been captured. As for the jury, it's really hard to say because they would not tell us anything about how they weighed the evidence. The jury foreperson, Lindsay Stringer, did speak very briefly on behalf of all the jurors.
We, the jury, heard from over 70 witnesses and over 380 exhibits across 5 weeks. We deliberated for 6 days. We based our decision on the evidence presented and the law.
Why did it take you so long to reach a verdict?
We have no further comment.
Hernandez and his lawyers looked to be holding back emotions when the verdict came down today. What did they say about the jury's decision?
Well, Hernandez has some pretty high-profile attorneys, including Harvard Law professor Ronald Sullivan. And he said afterward that the jury recognized that there was, his words, a dearth of evidence that connected Hernandez to the shootings.
Mr. Hernandez was wrongly accused of those crimes. That was a tragedy. So to the extent some justice was done, we are happy that the jury, delighted even, that the jury saw what we saw all along, that there was not sufficient evidence to convict Mr. Hernandez.
The case was based largely on testimony from Alexander Bradley, who was a friend of Aaron Hernandez's, and who, according to prosecutors, was with him the night the double murder occurred. And prosecutors presented hundreds of text messages the two men exchanged after that night. Bradley said he was driving the car when Hernandez shot the two victims. Bradley was granted immunity in exchange for his testimony. The defense claimed Bradley was the trigger man.
He was given immunity, meaning he can never be charged with anything in connection with this crime.
That's correct. But Suffolk County District Attorney Dan Connolly says prosecutors wouldn't charge Bradley anyway because they don't believe he committed the crime. Connolly says he respects but disagrees with the jury's decision to acquit Hernandez. And he called it heartbreaking that the families of the two victims, Daniel Abreu and Zafiro Furtado, are suffering. No one will ever be held responsible for their murders. And Connolly says the defense portrayed the victims unfairly in its opening statement and some lines of questioning in the trial.
Daniel was accused of being a drug dealer. There wasn't a shred of evidence that came out in 6 weeks of testimony that Daniel was a drug dealer. Zafiro was accused of firing or pointing a firearm at Hernandez. It wasn't a shred of evidence that came out into that. And, you know, their reputations were sullied, and they were really good, hardworking people.
And as for Aaron Hernandez himself, what's his status now?
So he's already serving life in prison without the possibility of parole in the 2013 murder of his friend, semi-pro football player Odin Lloyd. Another team of attorneys is working on an appeal of that conviction.
All right. Thank you. WBUR's Fred Tice. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.